Adam and Eve, were they really the first people?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known creation evangelist from Australia. Well, Ken, are all human beings today descendants of Adam and Eve?
Well, let me put it this way. If all human beings who've ever lived and who are living now aren't descendants of Adam and Eve, then the whole gospel message actually falls apart. Let me explain. God made the first man, Adam, but because the first man rebelled against God, that meant that all of his descendants would also be in rebellion against God and cut off. Because Adam sinned, God judged the world with death. And because death was a penalty for sin, the only way that man could come back to God was for someone to die for sin and conquer death. The penalty would then be paid. But it would have to be a man to do this because, you see, a man brought sin and death into the world. Naturally, all descendants of Adam and Eve would be sinners. So God had to provide a wonderful solution. So he made another Adam. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became a man, a perfect man, yet at the same time a descendant of Adam, called the last Adam. Then he could die on the cross and suffer the penalty for sin. He was raised from the dead, thus conquering death, so that all who believe in Christ can spend eternity with him.
If all humans came from that first couple, how do we explain the different skin colors and eye shapes today? Well, the answers are in Ken Ham's free booklet, Where Did the Races Come From? You can read it on your computer screen when you log on to AnswersRadio.com.